Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
We are live at Flowery Branch today inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Want to get you caught up on some of the injuries, and we'll let you hear from Ra as well coming up. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Mike and I back together after basically a week of traveling and going to see the Falcons over in Berlin. That experience, real quick, because the pictures were great. Some Falcon fans that were over there, you know, just getting different takes from different people. And guys, it's funny because everybody that we know, we're trying to connect with people that we knew.
Right.
So I was getting messages like, yo, where's Bell? I'm like, I'm in the States. I'm not sure exactly.
I am not my brother's keeper this weekend.
But I know he's there, and I was getting that, you know, where can I find Bell? And then I was getting, hey, Dukes, what about this person or that person? Just fans that we know that have season tickets. Because a lot of fans, I think a lot more fans went than I expected.
Right.
But it felt like, man, like, you know what? If we only could have pulled that thing out.
Yeah, and the fun part was Europeans were loving just the game in general because it was high scoring. There's been some real dud spuds we put over there in Europe.
True.
Some of these games, anytime the Jets travel, you know, and the Jags, generally you're not getting a lot of offense. But in this case, they got overtime, they got action, they got explosive plays. Unfortunately, they happened to be from Jonathan Taylor, and we had a couple obviously from Drake and Bijan. But yeah, you got a lot of action, the big turnovers, crowd goes nuts. The funny part is, I said this yesterday to Day-Day, it's a home game for the Colts, so it was wrapped in blue. They had the Colts mascot, Colts cheerleaders, and it was funny. There was a fan that everybody's wearing the clothes that they rep, that they've connected as they adopt a piece of Americana. So the folks next was wearing 49ers and Dolphins gear. I go, so why are you rooting for the Colts? He goes, well, yes, it's a home game for them, so we must be for the Colts. Because, and I said yesterday, I go, well, you know, the Germans are into following instructions. So that was kind of funny. And we had a couple of Germans behind us in LA Rams gear. They were from Dresden, and I said, why don't you jump on board? He goes, yes, we will root for the Falcons with you now. So it was great, but the atmosphere, Carl, first off, I don't know how dramatic, I watched some of it on television, the fog, the dusk, because it gets darker there earlier, it looks so dramatic. And if I'm honest, it's a little primordial, because you have this old architecture that goes back to you-know-who
yes.
in 1936, and those old clock towers that sort of surround the stadium. I mean, it's just it's a very cool, almost surreal setting, you know, and as the smoke goes off, it was wild.
Yeah, it looked great on TV, man. I mean,
and
by the way, you did do the wave, right? You did the wave.
I hate the wave. Well, I did wave my flag.
Okay.
I was part of the red, white, and blue contingent opposite the German. The wave is the stupidest thing that's ever happened to sports. But let me tell you, like everything else in Germany, you do in unison, they really nail it. Those guys did the best damn wave I've ever seen.
They started that, and the broadcasters are like, they're doing the wave. And, of course, they showed it, right? And I'm laughing because I'm like, I know Mike's not doing this.
And so Becky's like, come on. I'm like, yeah. And the people were so excited. Yeah, it's a wave. You do the wave. Like, I didn't want to be like Archie Bunker. You know, the wave is the stupidest thing. You know,
yeah.
Anyway, so
yeah,
we got in the spirit of things.
No, it looked great. And, again, you know, these international games aren't going away.
Right.
We may have another one soon. We may not. But at the end of the day, and look, we know that there's a cost to all of this. But if you get a chance to go experience it, do it, man. I mean, like, it's just a cool thing. And, you know, to go overseas, and it's our game. It's an American thing. Like, they've fallen in love with our game. It's like soccer, right? That's their thing. This is our thing. And the cool thing is, to Mike's point, no matter what city, I think they've got a game in Madrid. And I was like, damn, I'd love to be in Madrid.
Madrid for the Dolphins,
yeah.
Too. I mean, it'd be a lot of fun. The thing, and it's funny, we were joking around with a lot of the fans. And some of the guys, I already talked about that sort of slice of Americana, adopting a piece of America for yourself, and that's your team. You have your local club bar.
Yep.
So they got the bars all over in the little towns. And then the other side of it was, to your point, guys that said to us, look, yeah, we like soccer. We grew up with soccer. He goes, but, you know, the rivalries, he goes, the nastiness between teams and the fan groups and everything, and even some some cases violence, because this, they said, is so communal. And I said, well, you should go to a game in Philadelphia. And they were laughing, but they you know, they do say for them it's such a fun experience coming together, and these are folks that love, like so many people in Europe, all over Europe, love America, knowing especially our role in the job helping rebuild Europe after World War II.
No, it's true. And you know, the communal thing is real simply because the passion runs so deep with those soccer teams. You're right. It can get nasty.
So that, and that, so they love that. But it's also funny because I was talking with this one guy who, when he was not a, and by the way, this guy had face paint on, Chicago Bears fan. He's a Berlin police officer.
Okay.
And I was joking around with him. I said, have you ever looked up the George Carlin bit about the difference between baseball and football? I go, I understand why you guys in Germany like this game. Because why is that? I go, well, it's a ground acquisition game. He laughed, dude. He slapped me so hard on the back. He goes, I know what y'all referencing.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it's just everything that they dig, plus the bigness of it. Because soccer, let's be honest, nothing against, when your soccer team's winning, we know what it's like with Atlanta United.
Oh, sure.
But there's action. Even though we have timeouts and stuff, there's action. And there's just more stuff happening. And the music and the everything.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of these international games, just from a season ticket holder standpoint. Because you get a home game taken away. Mm. You know, it's not like the team is flying everybody there.
We're probably going back to – I think
so,
we're going back.
At some point.
Remember, we were the guest – we were the visitor this year.
Yep.
And our allegiance, we're have the alignments we have. We're with Germany. So don't be surprised, guys, if you see us going back to Germany next season.
But I'm not a fan from that standpoint. But the experience itself, if you can go check it out. All right, we got to get you caught up on these injuries. We're live at Flowery. Divine Diablo is the big one, guys, because if we can get him back, he immediately upgrades our defense in so many ways. Coach says he could return next week. Chris Lindstrom is limited in practice. Matthew Bergeron looks better, feels better, but he's going to be listed as day-to-day. D'Angelo Malone is headed to the IR. Storm Norton.
Guys have been asking us, where is he in this mix? And maybe he has been nursing an injury. I know he's maybe – I always thought Malone – we saw him get the pick, remember,
that's
off
right.
Of the block from Floyd. I always – or no, it was Zach Harrison got that block, and he got the interception to seal the game a couple – when we were winning. I always felt that he could do that job. We're not going to see Malone out there, it looks like.
And Storm back to the IR. Now,
yeah.
he was out last week, and Coach said he didn't want to address it. Because, you know, everything hadn't been finalized. But now that he's back on the IR, basically his window closed, guys, for him to come back. I don't think we're going to see Storm Norton this season. That's just where I'm at. But
yeah, too late now in the year.
Yeah, he's going back. And then Leonard Floyd is out today, but hopefully we'll practice tomorrow. These are all things Ross said today before practice. We'll get a chance to talk to him afterwards right here on our show, exclusively on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But the big thing today, and I think this week, is – how do you get Michael Penix right? I don't care how well this defense plays. I don't care how many sacks we get. I don't care if we run the ball or we don't run the ball. It's a quarterback league. And if our quarterback is not operating at a high level, we will not give ourselves a chance. And Ra says that his teammates need to be better around him. I will agree. But I think the quarterback needs to pick his teammates up. And the way you do that is great quarterback play. Make him the throws you need to make. I'm not asking him to be Superman, Mike.
Right.
I just need him to do what he needs to do. So that is really, guys, what this weekend is going to be about. It wasn't that Michael Penix – look, the course of the season, he's not been terrible, but he's not been great either. And that's just us evaluating what we consider him to be in his rookie season. It's just what it is. It's a growing pain.
Right.
But we also have seen the flashes of brilliance that Mike has pointed out, where there have been throws in those tight windows. There have been passes where he's led guys. That the pass to Drake, the touch pass over the top was beautiful. But can he be more consistent? So that is something we're going to focus on with Coach today, because he said his teammates need to be better around him. And I'm like, okay, cool. But I also know the quarterback play has not been great.
And this is the debate. It was funny. Coming back on the flight from Berlin, we stopped in Frankfurt, and there was a bunch of fans. And one guy's, you know, he goes, I saw your tweets. He goes, I think you're being too hard on Penix. I go, dude, we got to call him out. I go, I'm not a fan of Zach Robinson's play calling. I think it's too complicated. I hate the pistol. I know he played in the pistol. But I said this yesterday. I said, Michael Penix Jr., in the last couple of games, looks like the quarterback that Michigan roughed up in the national championship game, that struggled in the pocket, that really you pressure him. And I think the book is out on Penix. You blitz him, he's going to crack. And that's why I don't know where you fall on this. I don't want to rewrite the playbook in a week. But how about helping your boy out? Give him some of those Shanahan-style naked boots, a quick throw to Pitts, boom, 6-7 yards. Get into positive territory. So all of a sudden, anything over 3rd and 6 seems like we're dead in the water.
Yeah, it does. Let's hear Raheem Morris on Michael Penix struggles. Here's what Coach had to say about it.
So you never want to really want to blame anybody when it comes down to that. Mike is going to be so hard and critical on himself. That is always going to be his fault, no matter what, where they were. But we got some things that we can clean up to well around him, right? Whether it be drops, whether it be in the right spot, or whether it be just getting the stuff that you got to get across the board from Mike. But he will go out there and execute those things. That's why you love him so much. Those are things that let you know he's so accountable. He's so resilient. He's such in that way, and he's going to hold it high on himself. Like I called him, you know, recently and just talked to him about, you know, this. There's two guys that get all the blame in this business and they get all the credit as well when it goes well. And it's myself and you. And I said, hey, man, like, we got to be resilient. We got to be there for each other. We'll be accountable. We'll do all the things together, but we got to play better for you around you as well. And we trust and believe in you that you're going to be able to go out there and do those things.
That is Coach Ra. I also want you to hear him talk about digging out of this hole. The hole is, how do you find a way to get to the playoffs? That's it. I don't want to hear anything else about any other, well, right, winning season, over 500. I don't care about any of that. This is about playoffs or bust. Coach said this about digging out of this hole we're in.
You know, because every team has its own individual tastes, and like what you like to do is get better every single day. I don't think when we're at the Rams or when we're at Washington, I don't think we ever came out and said, hey, we're going to make this run and let it happen, right? It just kind of happened just by getting better and better every day. And the only way you can do that is go out and practice, preparation, play better, you know, own your faults, own the things you want to do better, you know, do all those different things and go out there and get those things done. So like, I think it's one step at a time.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Time is one day at a time, and like I think it's got to start on Wednesday.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
There's not enough time in the week for what he's talking about.
Well,
for you right now.
Let me ask you this, and we're going to take a break and come back and answer this. Why have we lost these games? I'm talking about the last four, okay? Forget about last year. Mm-hmm. Why have we lost these last four games? I want you to think about it. We're going to come back. Mike and I are going to talk about it because I hope you just heard what he said. We got to talk about why we have lost these last four. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch. Stay there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.